Welcome to Phone Mart. How may I help you?
iPhone 4. Where is the iPhone 4? I need an iPhone 4.
Oh, I'm very sorry, but we are currently sold out. However, we did finally get some more HTC Evos in.
What? What is that? Is it an iPhone?
No, it is that 4G phone on Sprint.
If it's not an iPhone, why would I want it?
Well, it's similar to an iPhone, but has a bigger screen.
I don't care.
The internet speeds are around 3 times faster.
I don't care.
It has a higher resolution camera on both the front and the back.
I don't care.
And it doesn't require you to be on Wi-Fi to use video chat.
I don't care.
Its battery is replaceable, as is the memory card.
I don't care.
It is highly customizable, everything from the widgets to the icons, the fonts, and even has video wallpaper.
I don't care.
The monthly bill is cheaper.
I don't care.
It fucking prints money.
I don't care.
It can grant up to 3 wishes, even if one of those wishes is for an iPhone.
I don't care.
It has an app that will build you an island, and then it fucking transforms into a jet and flies you there.
I don't care.
And it's motherfucking indestructible.
I don't care about any of that.
Okay, fine. Then what the hell entices you about the iPhone 4, if you don't mind me asking?
It is an iPhone.
You do realize that doesn't mean anything, it's a brand. They could put out a fucking brick and call it an iPhone if they wanted to.
Yes, but it's the best phone.
Can you explain how?
I can download apps to it.
Big fucking deal. My 8-year-old niece's shitty Boost mobile phone has apps on it.
It's 3G. And has the Wi-Fis.
What the fuck? Do you even know what that means?
It can.
Listen, I'm out of the goddamn iPhone anyway. I guess if you're fine using AT&T's shitty-ass network, and don't mind paying out the ass for the plan and the phone, and also don't mind having a brand new phone that's already behind the curve, then I can put you on our reservation list.
No, I'll just try somewhere else. I have to have it today.
Are you serious? Not only are you so bad shit stupid that you still want this device, you are also so retarded that you think you can just fucking waltz into any store and purchase one on launch day without a pre-order?
Yes.
I think I need to go chop off my own dick now. Yes. I think I will. I don't need my children growing up in a world populated by dipshits like you.
I need an iPhone 4.
Holy fuck, if you don't leave, I'm going to fucking go find one for you and shove it so far up your ass.
I want the one with the bigger GBs.
Oh god. I think I just had an aneurysm. I'm dying. Are you happy? Your fucking stupidity has killed me. Now my goddamn cat is homeless. I'm no longer alive. I'm dead.
I need the white one. Hello. I need one now, please. Can you waive the activation fee? Does it come with a case? I also need you to hook up my Bluetooth to it. Hello? Hello? Fuck it, I'll go somewhere else. My sister said Walgreens has them. Goodbye.
I must say that in his own country, in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
Hello. Good afternoon. This is April 24th, Wednesday again. The Apostly Podcast, episode 36, I guess. On my way to Wasatch Brewing Company. That's right. We're actually getting we're getting incentivized for our hard work. And I am happy. Happy as can be. Because I'm out of the office. I don't have to deal with that shit right now. Actually haven't done too much work today. Either way, I got in, I was late. I walked in the middle of my fucking meeting. Just as it was ending, you know, it's always, I hate that when I come in and my entire team is huddled around talking about nonsense, you know, and, it's no bueno. It's just awkward. coming in late, everyone looking at you, and they think they're better than you because they're on time. Well, fuck yeah. Fuck y'all. That's all I gotta say. I decided to drive myself. I know all these people carpool together. Like I said this morning, I wanted to give you guys a podcast. Maybe, you know, I want to get... I'm motivated right now, so I want to get as many episodes as I can and try to improve on each one and get my processes down. Yeah, so just getting on the freeway, Wasatch Brew Pub. I've been there not to eat. It's not the place I would have chosen to eat. It's going to be expensive. It was just so stupid. Like, I would never suggest a restaurant this far. In the last two times, we've gone to far fucking places for lunch. I think next time I'm going to just, you know, say fuck it. I'm going to suggest one of the best lunches. I don't give a fuck if it's far away. Like, I don't know why we're going all the way out fucking here for fucking... Yeah, it's fucking stupid. And then we have this fucking idiot jerk thing one on the team who's not coming. So last week when I really wanted to go out for lunch, when we were really stressed out, when I suggested it and my boss agreed, I suggested it like on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever, I think it was Thursday, and my boss was like, well, you guys want to go today? He was like, you know, he obliged by my request, and right away, thing one had an objection. Oh, no, guys, I don't want to go today because, I don't know why. Fucking so fucking annoying. Like, and then what annoys me is that everyone else just, like, agrees with him. You know, they don't, like, take their time to reconsider anything, any other objections or any other suggestions. You know, they just go with it. But, so, the annoying part was, so, he was like, oh, well, so there's one person on the team who wasn't there that day. He's like, let's go Wednesday, since he's not there. Oh, you're so selfless. You're such a nice guy. Let's wait for this one guy. All right, so we waited a fucking week to get fucking team lunch. And, now everyone's here, and now the baby's like, oh, I don't want to go, because I'm not feeling good. I'm actually going to go home early. I don't know. People are fucking so annoying and stupid. Like, why not just let us fucking... If you're not gonna... You know, he... So that's what annoys me. Because I know he doesn't care. He doesn't care to go to these things himself. He doesn't... It's not part of his concerns, you know. So, like, what annoys me is that he almost takes pleasure from, like, taking away, he gets off of this pleasuring other people on the team, because he doesn't like it, you know, like, he doesn't enjoy it, so fuck, let's suffer. Like, what was so bad about us going to, you know, I understand someone on the team's not there, so what, you know? So what? Like, yeah, maybe if I was on the other person's shoes, I'd probably wait, you know, but I understand, you know, I wasn't there, so okay, you guys have to go run. You know, but, I don't know. It's just, the mentality of some people on my team is just insane. Another thing that annoyed me, so this happens a lot, you know. I don't know if the reasoning behind it is because they are ups said that I took the day off, or a reminder, or if I take a day off, it reminds them that they're able to take days off too. Because what ends up happening is, like, anytime I come back from taking a day off, people put in their requests, like their vacations and whatnot, like. But I don't know, it just seems a little passive aggressive to me. And what annoyed me this time around is one of our guys on our team, so on Monday, he puts in a request for a vacation. He's going to take 5 days off, apart from, so then he's going to have his 5 days, plus his, I think the Monday too, so 6 days, plus the weekend, right? So it's going to be a pretty decent vacation. But then, besides that, you know, today after I missed work, so he put in a vacation request on Monday. So I missed work, I guess he was fed up and he put in a request for a mini vacation. You know, like, which is basically him getting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Monday off. So 4 days off. So that's a mini vacation. So I was like, fuck it. I actually had another day of vacation available. So I went ahead and submitted a request for that. Sometime next month, like May 6th, I don't know. Like the Friday, so I'll have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday off. And I put in my calendar request as well. That was a mini vacation. So, you know, to some people, mini vacation is, what, five business days? No, wait, four business days and a couple days off. You know, mine is just 1 day, I guess. That's all I ever get. Like, I never accumulate enough pay time off to take a long-ass vacation like the rest of these guys. Like, I can't, like, stand being there so long without taking time in between. Like, I get too burnt out. Like, 5 days a week is too much. Like, ideal for me would be if I had one work from day. Like, 5 work from home days would be ideal. If I had one, that would be a lot better situation than I am now. I haven't been in Sugar House for a while, but I'm here a lot sooner than these folks. I'm gonna take another route here and check out my old stomping grounds here at 24 Fitness. Some police officers here, the old trap house around here. We got the Fairmont Park, bunch of bums, bunch of homeless people. Let me give you a little tour of Sugar Hood since I have a little bit of time. I don't necessarily want to go hang out with my teammates right now. I'm pretty sure I left before everyone else, and I saw them before I got on the freeway. I think fucking lazy asses might be taking the regular roads. I don't think they got on the freeway. I think they want to milk it as much as possible. A lot of new construction here. Can't even turn right anymore. That's weird. Road work. Boys and Girls Club of Greater Salt Lake. Outdoor soccer. Sign up now. I wish I had the liberty of having free time after work so I can take advantage of, like, outdoor sports and whatnot. But nah, get off work and I have shit to do all the time. Like, I don't think I've, like, had time off since you know, there was a time in my life where I was in the mind state, like, I'm not going to be poor the rest of my life. I really had to work at this if I want to get anything out of life. Damn, girl, you're cute. And when I got to that point, it was just work. That's all that was on my mind. Estes Pizzeria, that probably would have been better than Estes. Or than Wasatch Brew Company. Beautiful day. Fucking beautiful. No complaints here. Just a bunch of homeless people smoking crack in Sugar House. Typical day. Oh man, I forgot. This is one of those places where you have to fucking park away from the fucking place. And then, walk to it. So let's find some parking here. People might already be here. My work, there's no parking, it looks like. I knew some bullshit like this was gonna happen. I don't know why they picked this place. Maybe I'll post a picture on my Instagram so you guys can see what I indulged on. And you can find my Instagram by searching Jesus Apocholi on Instagram, obviously. Is there no... Fuck. So fucking annoying. Especially when you have a big-ass car. Can't fucking park regular spots to begin with. I'm gonna have to find parking somewhere. Probably across the street. Fucking feels like I'm going out to fucking drink. So fucking stupid. Like, why would you go to a fucking brewery for lunch where you can't even drink? Like, in my last job, my fucking boss would buy me beer on lunch. We'd come back and he'd let me take a nap because I was fucking, you know, tired from beer during lunch. I fucking love my old boss. I need to hit him up. I haven't talked to him in a while. I think last time I talked to him, he was getting hitched. He was getting married to his longtime girlfriend. I need a follow-up. What an asshole. I'm such a bad friend. I'm so bad at following up and messaging people back on Facebook and whatnot. There's just so many messages. I'm just so apathetic about you know, communicating to begin with. Trying to find my hole here. There's too many fucking cars. I think people are here probably already. Probably not too much. Go ahead, sir. You're in a hurry. In a hurry, little boy. No. Alright, let's find some parking. Let's go into... Let's park the door here. do. Thank you. Thank you. All right, well, we're here. I forgot I was doing a podcast for a second there. Got blocked off on the only entranceway coming into this parking spot. I had to walk across the street to get to the fucking brewery. And then I'm going to be upset because I could be drinking when I'm at a brewery, and it's just going to make me wish that I wasn't working. So it's kind of stupid that we chose this place. But whatever. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you guys later. My team just got here. They parked behind me. It's kind of funny. Take care.